All right, the question here, should you hide your freakiness from your church-going fiancé who happens to be the deacon at your church? Or for that matter, for any man, do you give it all to him, or is it just gradual stages? You know, you got to be careful, because some guys start thinking, wow, I'm not so special.
Yeah, but it's time. You said they were engaged,
and
right?
And if they're church going, you know, they had a life. You know what I'm saying? So that doesn't mean they don't know. They're not experienced.
If he's the deacon, are they even supposed to be doing it anyway?
Come on now. It's 2013.
I don't care. He's a deacon.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, this is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. Should she hide the freakiness?
Yes, I think she should hide the freakiness until her honeymoon. I think she should do it in gradual stages, and then on a honeymoon, just release the freak.
Did you hear her? I kind of like the way she said that.
Dave, the dude said, she better not hide it before Sister Jones doing the nasty-ish while they counting the building fund. But wait until wedding. One Eyed Willie 4869 says, lay it on me. They say your sex life is better when you bring God in it.
And here's the other thing. If you hold out now, then you'll never be able to do it later.
Why you say that?
Because there are some people think like, okay, I just got to keep it the same way. Because you got some guys really insecure.
No, he brings the freak out in you.
Yeah, but he does not want you to be a freak. That's why
if
he's
bring it
you.
Out in
but
you.
But for him.
It's not supposed to stay
the
same.
Just for him. If he bring it out in you, ain't nothing you can do.
Good morning. Hello. Hello. Lost you. Right. Good morning. Hello.
First of all, good morning, Bridget, but you're fine, self.
Oh, anyway, it's Brittany. If you're going to call her fine, her name is not Bridget, it's
Brittany.
Brittany,
actually.
Okay?
Brittany.
You ain't going to say hi, Brit. You ain't right.
Hey.
All right. Anyway, Russ, this is why there are a lot of marriages ending, because men of God, just because we praise and worship, we still got the beast up in us, dog.
Amen.
We
got
to get it in. So Amen. She needs to go ahead and bring it out right now.
But you're a sin. It's a sin. You're having sex before.
If they already did it, Freeze, why are you trying to destroy their party?
Wow, you ain't a man of God. You're a man of the devil.
Oh, wow,
somebody Freddy.
I mean, I'm just kidding.
Pray for forgiveness.
Yeah. Good morning, hello.
After you do it.
Hello.
Yeah, should you hide your freakiness from your fiance?
I don't think you should, because if nothing else, your husband's supposed to know who you are.
Exactly.
Y'all supposed to know each other. So if you got to hide it, you don't need to be with him.
Yeah, I got
tweet,
you.
Tweet.
Yeah.
Not trying to be rude, says boyfriend, yes, you hide it from your boyfriend. Fiance, no. This is supposed to be the person you're supposed to be with forever. You got to let him know. Sassy Kiss 79 says, in the beginning, yes. Then once you get serious, slowly bring it out.
That's going to upset him, though.
Why?
Because I think at some point, once you realize that he's content with that little meek person that they're hanging with, you know, then that's what they expect all the time.
Well, Superwoman 513.
You're at least a freak, man. And all of a sudden, man, that gets a little intimidating.
Right.
You warm it up. Warm it up.
Yeah, I agree with her slowly.
You're talking about rationing?
Well, Superwoman 513 says, no, if she can't be open and free in her marriage, it's a problem. If he can't take it, I'm sure the pastor will put it on her.
Wow.
And Yankee says, if she doesn't, then she'll not be satisfied, and she may end up cheating with someone you're more comfortable
exactly.
with.
Yeah. She'll fall back on that ex, because she's already
thing,
been
on that
super
old
freaky
thing.
With him.
Yeah, I already know.
Good morning, hello.
Probably not him, though.
Hi, what you think?
Hi, this is Leah. I think that if she's not comfortable doing it, she should at least talk to him about it, because the last thing he wants to do is be blindsided after they get married.
So what should she say? By the way, I'm a freak. Like, how do you talk about that?
And then you got to qualify what exactly is a freak. What
yeah,
is she doing to, you know, qualify as freak?
I mean, do you have to have animals in the bed to be a freak? Like, what's a freak?
You know, she's bringing like a, you know, like suitcase full of toys.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know,
what makes her a freak?
Porn. Is she watching porn? You know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, you're telling your deacon husband, listen, I really like porn. Is that going to fly?
Yeah. Do pastors do porn? I don't think so.
I believe so.
What do you mean, do porn? Or watch porn?
I don't mean do porn. I mean watch porn.
Let's call Kirk Franklin.
Somebody's tripping.
That's your friend, or you'll go to hell.
Somebody's
going to tell him.
He said he got delivered.
Oh, no.
All right.
I bet he got delivered.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Tracy.
Hey.
She better unleash that freak before one of the women in the church unleash their freak on her.
Oh, the freak factor.
You already know.
It's a contest.
Yeah. You're in first place.
Is it with the deacon?
Why does everybody think church girls are freaks?
Well, they listen.
No.
I'm going to tell you something. You take one of those gospel cruises, man, find out for yourself.
All right?
Good morning. Hello. Yes.
I agree with everybody else. I think that, first of all, I don't agree with sex before marriage. I feel like they should sit down and have a conversation about it. That's what's wrong with relationships today. People don't communicate. Yes. So they need to talk about it.
So you don't believe in sex before marriage. Have you had sex before marriage?
I don't think it's any of your business.
You brought it up.
No, but she,
I don't believe it now just because I did it before doesn't mean that I can't.
She said she don't believe in it now.
Oh, you don't believe in it now. Okay. Oh, that's convenient.
But you know what? That's none of your business.
Well, she shouldn't have brought it up.
I'm glad you told her
it's
that,
It's only
sweetheart.
My business because I wouldn't ask, but you offered it. Now it's not my business.
Oh, you feeling some type of way?
Yeah, I'm feeling something. Now you mad because I should have said it.
Do y'all have your views changed since you've grown up and learned things?
Wow. She's still slapping.
Listen, can I tell you something, boo? I do believe in it before marriage. God dang it. I did it before marriage.
Wow, you tricked
him. I tricked my husband before we got married. Let him know what he's going to get. I want him to know this is what you're going to get.
He's suffering now.
That's his choice.
Yeah, exactly. Honey, thank you. You know what? And I'm sure when you get with that man, he's going to be pleasantly surprised. And good luck. And invite us to the wedding. Just don't invite Afridas, okay?
I ain't going.
Y'all caught up in some
I'm not caught. I don't believe in it now that I finished sleeping with like 30 men.
Wow.
I'm not saying her. I'm not saying
she's
her.
She's not on the phone. Y'all, don't slap
the woman brought it up. She brought it up.
She got you while you were on the phone.
I don't believe in it.
Your business.